When a man does identify the place that he's going to establish himself, he will become what we call a middle prince. And these are the men, these are the men that if you don't work with them, you don't see them a lot. And they are, oh my gosh, they're so driven. They're so driven to build, to establish, to accomplish, to produce results, to get points up on the board. They're so driven by that. And fortunately, they have the fuel for it. Second only to knights and newborn babies, they have a lot of testosterone to employ as fuel in this drive to produce. And they are, oh my gosh, because they're single-focused, everything that is irrelevant to what it is that they're establishing is screened out. They don't mean to ignore somebody or something. It's just naturally screened out. If it's not part of what's getting built, it barely exists. These are the men who work long hours. Although I should say it might look like they play for long hours, if you have a judgment that where they've decided to establish themselves isn't real, isn't worthy, isn't good enough, isn't authentic. So for example, a musician may look like he's just playing music all day long and he's just having a good time. And when's he going to get serious and get a real job? He is serious. He's deadly serious. And a big mistake would be to think and say otherwise. Some other things about middle princes. Big mistake that women make is thinking that a middle prince has a choice about how he spends every moment. And that when he's working, that he's working instead of being with you, or he's working instead of paying attention to his children. That's not the case. He's never choosing to do something instead of something else. He is compelled. He's completely compelled. And if he loved you more, he couldn't choose to spend more time with you. He couldn't do it. Him loving you, caring about you, valuing you, same thing for the children, won't change the drive that he has to build this kingdom in order to be able to provide, in order to be able to provide for you, for your kids if you have them. Nothing can change that. And what he needs most in the world is to be believed in by you and trusted by you that what he's working on is for his whole family, and to be encouraged and to be supported. And excellent question to ask a middle prince is, how can I support you? What could I do? What would make it easier? What would nurture you? What would take care of you? How can I support you? And again, you have to ask them, because from a woman's point of view, we'll naturally provide what we would want provided in that situation. And it's rarely what would mean the most to him. Rarely what it would mean the most to him. So again, it's a question to ask, put on the imaginary duct tape, and listen. Another thing that's really important with a middle prince is to think of him like a budget, a precious resource. His time and his attention are a precious resource. And given there's a limited amount of it, how would you choose to spend it? And unfortunately, because as women, we take everything personally and we think he's choosing to work instead of being with us, when he is with us, we spend our time complaining about him not being with us. That is really foolish thing that we do. And not because we're fools, but because we just don't know. We don't know he's a middle prince. He's completely driven and compelled, and he can't do other than he's doing. And I can hear women thinking right then, oh, no, 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 I'm not letting him off the hook that easy. Well, honey, let yourself off the hook. It's not personal. If he loved you more, he'd still have to work this hard. He'd still have to spend that much time. So cherish the time that you have with him and figure out what do you need the most from it and prioritize. And that's really, really important for women in relationship with middle princes because their time and attention can be a scarce resource. And you really have to think about what matters the most and let the rest go. And I think when a man is a middle prince is when till death do us part is the most tested, because you have to take the long view. You have to think in terms of decades, literally in terms of decades, not days, not weeks, not months, not even years, because being a middle prince will last at least a decade, more likely in the neighborhood of 12, 13, or 14 years. Surprising how often it's exactly 12 years, which I'll talk about in a little while. But you really have to sign up for the long haul. And in Keys to the Kingdom, which is a novel that we published several years ago about the stages of development, in Keys of the Kingdom, Claudia talks about having better than survived, having flourished during her husband's middle prince stage because she knew it was coming and she settled in. She settled in for how long it was going to be, and she created a life for herself that complemented and supported what he was working on and completely nurtured her. She took care of herself instead of thinking that this was going to be over any moment or any day, and then she'd have his attention back the way that she did when, you know, they were on adventures together. She didn't have that illusion. And I suggest that if you're engaged or married or thinking you want to be engaged or married to a man who is a middle prince or who's younger and therefore will be a middle prince, you have to think about it like that. You have to think about it in terms of a very long period of time and how you're going to have it be great. When a man has worked and 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 worked, again, we're talking about 12 years.